This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I pondered what to talk about today, I was struck by a gorgeous lily I just have to share with you. White Flower Farm sends me emails enticing me to purchase their plants. I rarely do, not because they don't have a good reputation, but because I try to buy locally. But I'll leave the garden gate open on this one. It's a rare find of a lily that I'm not sure I'm pronouncing correctly, as my favorite reference, Find Gardening Pronunciation Guide website, is currently being updated. It's called Lilium auratum variety platyphyllum. Yeah, it's from the Golden Raid series, and it's a stunner. I'll have a picture and more information on my website, gardenbite.com. Touted as intensely fragrant, this species lily has huge 10-inch bowl-shaped blooms with broad gold stripes and a light sprinkling of crimson spots. It would appear that the crimson spots vary, but the bold gold stripes do not. This plant grows up to 4 feet and blooms in July and August. It is also Zone 5 hardy, as we talked about yesterday. Possibilities are growing for less cool climates. Underplanting to keep its roots cool is a good idea, too. Wild geraniums would work well. Now for something new for mass consumption, an astilbe that hails from Japan. It's an award winner, this native of Japan, that's easily distinguished by its dark foliage. The rich chocolate maroon leaves provide a high contrast background for the blushed pink white flower spikes. It's called chocolate shogun, and it thrives in part shade. The leaves are reminiscent of a nine-bark shrub, but it's a herbaceous perennial hardy to zone 4. It really is grown for its deep burgundy foliage. The flowers are more of an afterthought. With all astilbes, it does need moisture. Make sure it doesn't suffer through a drought or you won't have a plant left. I'll have plenty of pictures and more info on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.